Lotus, Chris.
Hey, Chris. This is David.
Hi, David.
Hey, so I know that there's a concern right now with the call tracking number. Am I correct?
Well, that's a concern, but there's a lot of concerns. That was the most painful and difficult conversation I've ever had.
Okay. Talk to me, Chris.
She knew absolutely nothing about who we were, what we're doing, what we're after. Nothing you and I talked about was transferred to her, and what was backwards.
What was sent over to her, so I can make sure that this is all correct, because
she's telling me we've got to change the phone number on my website to not be my phone number, to be your tracking number. No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, well, not on the website, right? So.
Oh, yes, specifically on the website. That's what she said. Are you willing to change the phone number on your website to be our tracking number? I said, why would I do that? She goes, well, you need it all to be the same number. It's like, no, I'm not changing the phone number on my website.
Understood. Okay, so.
I mean, that lady knew nothing. I could go down to my mailbox and wait for the first person to pass by, and they would know as much as she did about my company and about whatever it is we do. I mean, honestly, Tony and I were having a conversation of, do I call him back and say, just credit my credit card back, forget it, I don't want to do business. I mean, that was painful.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I have the information here as far as your vertical, you know, what we had already talked about. I mean, pretty much she's putting the basics in for your account manager, going to take over.
She knows nothing. I don't ever want to speak to anybody in that category again. Because I'm telling you, if I do, I'll cancel the account that day.
Understood.
That was the most painful conversation I have ever had.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
I'm going to have a conversation.
She has never looked at my website. She had never knew anything about our Google profile. She had our hours of operation wrong. She had everything wrong. Okay? And it was like, and she claims the reason it was 8 after when I was trying to call there and catch you guys was because you guys dialed the wrong number. That's what she told me. Now, why you couldn't call the right number, I don't know, because you and I talked about all the phone numbers. I took notes as we discussed things and wrote it down, you know. And it was,
yeah, so on the phone numbers, yeah, I have the 3 phone numbers here. I can go over them with you. Now, I will say I was on the warm transfer because I was the one dialing you out, and I had dialed out a 2480 instead of 2180, and I dialed it twice, and it was just a silent on the line, and then that's when
that isn't my number.
You were calling. I understand.
That isn't my number.
It was me when I dialed it out. Yeah, your number is 513-770-2180. Then we have Tony is 513-770-2184, and Stephanie is 513-770-2182. So it was just a simple misdial that I put in when I was punching in the numbers on my dial, like my keyboard, right? And I had a notice that I put in the wrong number when I was dialing out, because I dial myself.
I get mistakes, but her telling me I gave her the wrong number, that's bullshit. Okay, you know, you gave us the wrong number. We dialed the number you gave us. That's how our conversation started. And then she's trying to sell me stuff. It's like, look, stop trying to sell me anything. Said, if you try to sell me anything else, I'm going to hang up. You know, it's, do you want this? Do you want us to build a website for you? I said, I have a website. She asked me, she goes, do you have a website? It's yes, we have a website. Well, first off, she asked me for my email address, so I gave her cholts@cacbydesign.com. And then she says, do you have an email address, or do you have a website? I said, yes, we have a website, cacbydesign.com. Do you need us to make a website for you? It's like, I just told you, we have a website, cacbydesign.com. And then she starts talking about her hours. She knew we were closed on Sunday and Monday, but she turned around and gave the wrong hours for the rest of the week. It's like, where are you getting this information from? You know, well, do you need us to build out a Google business page for you? It's like, no, I have a Google business page. She had already asked me that before at an earlier point. It was like, no, we have that. I don't need you to build anything out. I don't need you to try to sell me anything else. I mean, it was like, it was just ridiculous. I mean, it was almost a comedy. You couldn't have made a comedy skit any more ridiculous.
I do apologize now for the hours of operation. I want to make sure that I clear it up, because what you have listed right now on Vine is Tuesday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Wednesday 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Thursday 9 a.m. to 5, Friday 9 to 5, Saturday 9 to 2.
Correct. Okay. That isn't what she said.
Oh, wow.
She said Tuesday and Wednesday from 9 to 2 or something, or no, 9 to 7. Tuesday and Wednesday from 9 to 7. I said no.
Oh, yeah, no. Just Wednesday is 9 to 7. Yeah, it says Tuesday 9 to 5, Thursday 9 to 5, Friday 9 to 5, Saturday 9 to 2, Sunday and Monday are closed.
But it's like, I mean, nothing I told, you know, she's saying, well, do you agree to this? It's like, I ain't agreeing to nothing, because nothing you've said has been correct. I can't agree to nothing. I need to see it in writing before I agree to anything. I said, can you send us a document that we can fill out? Can I go online and fill this out on our portal? I mean, I don't trust this at all.
Oh, yeah, for your application, right?
Yeah, for anything.
You can. Absolutely fill it out online. Yeah, you can fill it out.
I said, there's no point in us continuing to even talk about this. Because she goes, well, what do you want to be your search terms? And she starts talking about general contractor and kitchen remodeler and all this other, you know, or general kitchen remodeler or something. I mean, I forget exactly what she said, and it's like, no, none of that is what we want. Well, because, you know, what are the zip codes you want to be in? Give me 5 zip codes you want to be in. It's like, well, I know David and I talked about a 50-mile radius is where people could find us from. I said, so what's 5 zip codes? Well, that's just where we like to start. It's like, why don't we just put the right information in? I don't know. That's just what we do. And I mean, it was just, that's the way things went. I mean, one thing after another, you know, and then it's like, well, can we have access to your Google business page? It's like, yeah, you can have access, but you got to tell me who to give access. Well, let me tell you how to give the access. I said, that isn't what I'm asking you. I said, I asked you, who do I give access to? I know how to give the access. Who do I give it to? You know, can you do it right now? It's like, of course I can do it right now, but I'm not going to until I see in writing who I'm doing it for. I mean,
okay. So, here, I'm putting all this information in. Okay.
Then she went on about Facebook, and she went on about other stuff. So I'm getting, you know, that you guys want to access our Facebook page. I'm not giving access to nothing until we figure out what it is we're doing. Okay. And the way she describes some things, I mean, Tony and I, we hung up, it's like, we need to look into what we're doing, because I don't know that this is a good move. Honestly, that's where we left it. So as confident as I was when I got done talking to you, I'm twice that not confident right now. So.
Yeah, and I apologize for the follow up. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have another agent that's going to help you out, right, to be able to finish that interview. Now, here's the other thing. I just want to make sure that we go over, you know, anything that you may have a concern with right now, so I can take care of it for you firsthand. Right.
I don't want to have an interview over the phone like that. I don't want to have an interview with anybody over the phone like that. I'm not doing it. Send me what you need from me in writing to confirm. I'll say yes or no to things, and we'll go from there. I don't need to be subjected to that again. Okay. And I'm going to be honest with you. The guy that transferred me to you, okay, initially yesterday, he wasn't a whole lot better. Okay. And the only reason I agreed to talk to you is because I know what Google Guarantee is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing he said instilled any confidence in me. Wasn't near as bad as this lady. I'm not going to say it was, but there was no confidence. That's why I just said, yeah, have David call me. That's fine. Whatever. Okay. I just wanted to get off the phone with him because he didn't know what he was talking about. Because from what I know about Google Guarantee, I don't remember specifically what he said or anything of that nature. And I just sort of put it off and talked to you. And that's the other reason yesterday, you know, I just said, let's just make an appointment for today so we could talk through it and learn it from the beginning, very much like we did. Because I want to make this work and I want it to work, but I don't want it to screw up everything else I'm doing. I'm not hiring Local Splash to do all of the stuff that I need. I mean, Tony's job is to optimize our websites and do things of that nature. Okay.
Yeah.
So I have more confidence in her by a long shot right now than giving you guys access to optimize things. If you guys look at it and say this isn't right and that isn't right, maybe we'll let her optimize it. But I'm not sure I have the confidence in your company to give access to you guys to do it and overwrite her, especially after the, oh, you got to change the phone number on your website. Okay? So I'm not doing it. I'm not even changing the phone number on my Google Business profile because that's who I am. It isn't a tracking number that makes it look like everybody who finds me came through you. Because that's what that tracking number would do. And I'm not doing that. Okay? So if that's what I unwittingly agreed to in a conversation with you, I'm not agreeing to that. Okay?
Okay. I understand. So with the website, we don't have to, you know, that's optional. And I don't know why she was making it seem like it was needed to be forced upon you to, that we needed to host the website for you. You don't have to.
No, she just wanted me to modify the phone number on it. That's the big thing with the website came about. She was trying to say that you guys could build a website, but that was brought up by both the guy before you and you. It's like, nope, don't need it. Got a good website. We're good. You guys dropped it and we moved on. She wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
I just, you know, again, when I'm looking through this, the summary, let's see, the Local Splash terms of expertise. You know, there's a lot in here for custom websites and Facebook ads, and I know you guys are going to be doing some stuff, but I don't want what you do to come in conflict with anything we do. That just makes no sense. You know, I get it. There has to be a tracking number associated with it for the Google Guarantee. How can you do it without the tracking number for the Google Guarantee?
That's, you can't, right? That's the only way since.
Okay. I didn't think you could. So that's
because
why I told
that's
you.
That's the only way that they can, since it's that direct phone call, right? They're not able to.
Yeah, no.
You don't have to call them and let them know you got anything like that. It's just, it gets automatically tracked, right? So all your business phone numbers will always stay the same. The only time that number is going to be utilized is when that phone call comes through the local service ad itself, when they click on the little icon there. So it's not really that it's going to be advertised or pushed
out
there so much.
She was adamant it was an advertised phone number.
Yeah, advertised because it's on the ad itself. When they click that button, that's the number it's going to direct to, and it's going to ring right to your phone number. Right?
But it doesn't, but when we're listed in Google, let's say I search for a kitchen remodeling company, and the ad that you guys run pops up. Let me see if I can find one. I think I saw one, not a kitchen company, but I think it was a roofer or somebody. Let me look at Windows. Maybe it's a window company. Windows. Sponsored. I don't see Google Guaranteed. I'm not going to find Google Guaranteed that quick. There aren't that many.
You probably want an HVAC quickly. They're old.
HVAC, maybe that's where I saw it. HVAC.
Yeah, so Google verified. We have Tom Drexler Plumbing, Air, and Electric. And that's
okay.
Right there. In
one hour, Tom Drexler, yeah. Okay, Tom Drexler, this ain't even a Google guarantee. It doesn't even say it.
Yeah, it says Google verified. These businesses have been verified by Google. You click details, and it'll show you those badges. It has
this says sponsored HVAC in Lebanon. It doesn't say anything about Google verified on here.
So click on it.
Click on Tom Drexler Plumbing. And it says sponsored, flat rate.
You see, overview services.
Verified. These businesses have been verified by Google. Details. Yeah. So his phone number of 715-7358, is that his number or is that?
5-8, so his call tracking number for Google is 513-586-7369.
See, right? That ain't the number I see on here.
Yeah, so that's why, because it's a Google tracking number, right? So what you're seeing is either going to, one of us has a Google tracking number, whether it's me or whether it's you. But if you notice, these phone numbers don't match up because one of them is a local service ad and the other one is just local maps, right? That's just his regular number.
Right.
The regular number that he started the business with. So all the companies that have the Google verified, they have to have that tracking number, but it's just for that ad itself. Anywhere that your number is advertised all over the place, all those phone calls will continue to come to you. Your phone number will never change itself. The only time that they're going to be able to utilize this number is through the Google ad itself, the sponsored ad. And that's how they track it without you having to let somebody know, hey, I received this lead, or anybody having to send you phone numbers, and it just cuts out all that mess.
Right. Okay.
So that's what it's used for at the most part. Now, the website, like I said, I apologize. It's not something that's forced on you. It's just an option because we do have some businesses that are newer, and they don't have websites yet. So it's included at no extra cost. Where we do the hosting, we'll even buy out a domain for the newer businesses that don't have one yet, right? So when they're touching base and just opening the accounts, they offer it, and it's not at a charge at all. Even if you were to say, well, just build me one and let me see what it looks like, see what you guys can offer me, there would have never been an extra charge to that. It's just a complimentary service that she was just offering. Now, it wasn't conveyed well, and I do apologize for that. I do have, you know, like I said, there is other agents, but at the same time, you have your individual account manager, and she is wonderful. You know, once she's going to be reaching out to you, and she's not in the same department, her name's Stephanie. She is amazing. This is what she specializes in, the Google Guarantee. I know you will be completely pleased with her. As far as that tracking number, as long as, you know, we can get across that railroad track, I know this will be successful for you. You know, Google Guarantee is a successful program.
I'm trying to figure out where right now as I'm looking at this. Now it says get a phone number. It doesn't show me his number. Let me go back. Tom Drexler. Here is another number that's listed for 456-2237. And then
has a business like yours where you have, you know, 770-2184, 770-2182,
yeah.
And maybe you have these numbers listed in different places for the business, right? So as you click on different areas, these different numbers are going to come up, but they're all coming to your business.
Right. And the purpose of that is so we know what's working and what's not.
Absolutely. And with this one, remember the Google Business Dashboard we talked about? So this tracking number is going to be tied into that one. So you're going to know exactly what's coming just from this tracking number itself. What is it generating for you? And all of that will be tied into your dashboard. So all of your new customers, you know, at the end of every week, it'll give you an update. You had 9 new customers this week, 11. Click on there. It opens everything up for you. That's where it all ties in. Right,
will any of these numbers negatively affect any of my other Google rankings?
Absolutely not. Local rankings.
Do what now?
What we do is going to help your local rankings. Everything that we do on its own, without even us having to go in there and specifically optimize the search engines, by day 45, local maps, you're going to be in the first place in all those areas. We make such a solid digital footprint. All of the traffic that, because not only do you get the top five directories, there's also different local directories that they're going to look at to make sure that it's something that's going to help optimize. And if it is, they put you in there as well. We create such a solid digital footprint that by day 45, you will find yourself in the top rankings and you'll stay there. And that's just the bonus of the program. Because really what we're doing is Google Guarantee, but because of the guarantee, you get boosted to those front pages without any extra search optimization work. All of that's already included in this package.
I'm not seeing any that say anything about a Google Guarantee on these. I hear what you're saying, and I'm again, talking to you is completely different than talking to her. If you want to have Stephanie reach out to us and let's figure out how to have that call, that would be good.
Yeah, we can get there, but I'm still willing. I want to look more into here because I'm also looking at 1 hour heating and air conditioning, and I see these guys are sponsored in Google Verified as well, right?
So 1 hour and Tom Drexler are the two that show up here. And then when I click show more, there's like 15 more. There's like 15 more. So if you don't allow competitors, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, there's 8. More HVACs. Let's see. 1 hour. Let's see. It's 8, 4.
Yeah, so I'll point out the difference real quick, right? And the difference is simple. It's going to be performance, right? Because anybody can sign up for Google Guarantee and run a local service ad that's not going to perform. That's why I get a lot of the phone calls all the time from business owners. Man, I'm running local service ads, you're not performing. Can you guys take a look and tell me what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. It's the power behind it, right? It's everything else that we're doing that's included. That's going to boost, and not only boost, it's the premier partnership. So you're going to see the top two companies, Tom Drexler, 1 Hour Heating, and Bassett Heating and Air. These three guys are working with a company. The rest underneath, they're not working with anybody. They're managing them themselves. And at the same time, these guys, even if you look at their reviews, they're not anywhere near the top companies because they're not getting the same type of traffic. And once you get down to about Ed Reich, there's no more Google Guarantees. So there's about 9 of them. Right, and it looks like 3 are working with the company and the other 4 are not. 5 are not. It's 5, 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's figure out a time when we can talk to Stephanie and just get the information over here to where we can deal with it in writing, and that way we can see what it is that we're doing. Okay?
Okay. I'll get that taken care of for you. Makes
all
sense.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye.